Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right. It is porch time. And I am the one and only Miss McKinney. And I know you guys are glad of that. Thank you for continuing to join. Thank you for continuing to support. Thank you, sponsors, for helping me out. Thank you, everyone, all who have sat on the porch, all who have already recorded. We are absolutely delighted that you wanted to do an episode with us on the porch. We're still doing them too, y'all. If you want to get your mom or dad episode out there, if you'd like to get your small business out there, then let us help you grow on the porch. Let me rephrase that. Let us grow together on the porch as we touch outside of the state and outside of the U.S. too. Again, thank you all so very, very much. If you're interested, hit us up at missporch2020@gmail.com. We'll get you scheduled, get you shouted out, and get you started today. And today will be no different. You guys are going to meet an interesting individual. We keep the interest in listening coming. Today is no different. Stay tuned and meet Mr. Terrence.
Hey now.
Welcome in.
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can. There's a little bit of an echo though. Well, no, it went away. I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Welcome to the porch, Mr. Neil. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you? Glad to be here tonight.
Doing good. So this is our I Am series. Thank you again for joining us. So tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do.
My name is Terrence Neal, and I am a district manager for Primerica Financial Services. And basically, what we do is we're basically a mainstream company for mainstream America. So basically, what we do is we show people a range of products and how to get the best bang for their buck when it comes to their money. And our mission statement is actually that our mission statement is to help families become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent, right? Okay. And so we do that offering a variety of products and services that are designed to help people get properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. So in a nutshell, that's what I do.
And that's a big nutshell. So you offer services like what?
Life insurance, mutual funds. We also deal with prepaid legal, which is like having a lawyer on retainer. We even deal with Vivint Home Security. So, but anything dealing with finances, you know, we're involved with. The main thing that we do is life insurance and our mutual funds. Those are the two main things that we do. We try to show people a better way of spending their money when it comes to products like that, because there's a lot of people that just don't know. There's a way that we've been taught historically, but there's a much better way to do those type of things. So that's what we try to get the word out about.
Okay. And then of course later on you're going to get to tell everybody how they can find you. Is this an affordable cost to the individual?
Yes, because you got to think, you're looking at a monthly payment. Of course it depends, you know, that's why we sit down, because our life insurance plans are customized to the person. So there are a couple of variables. Nice. But at the end of the day, you ask, was it affordable? You can't afford not to have it. It's something that's very important. And you see a lot of people spending it. Like, I've never been one to tell people what they should spend their money on, right? I mean, it's your money. You can do whatever you want to with it. But at the end of the day, what I see a lot of is, you know, I see a lot of people, when people pass, I see a lot of people, you know, they have to do GoFundMes and fish plate sales and all this type of stuff. And all of that could have been avoided for $40, $50 a month. And you can't tell me that most of us can't find, well, not most of us, all of us, we can find a $50 of disposable income to spend on life insurance. Because at the end of the day, life insurance is basically, I call it your last love letter, right? So what it is this is your way of showing your family, hey, I love you enough to make sure that even when I'm not here, that you won't have to worry financially, because it's already an emotional toll when somebody passes, right? So we shouldn't, you shouldn't have to deal with the financial toll in addition to the emotional toll. So that's why I'm a crusade for it. That's why it's so important. And that's really just the beginning, you know, so. But yes,
and I do agree. It is super important. When I sit down and talk to my son, he's older now. He's 21. Right. And so I always tell him about the death plan, you know, because I want him, I want to drill it in his head so much that when that day comes, I hope it's 100 years from now. But when it comes, it'll be like, I would have to say, for lack of better words, second choice or, you know, second nature. He'll be able to take care of it. Because like you said, it's a very emotional time. I think the only thing I put on his shoulders that he might have a time with is I told him that I wanted to be cremated and I wanted him to carry a little bit of those ashes around his neck.
Right. Yeah. So like you said, I mean, that when that time comes, like, there's a lot of emotions. And so unfortunately, I've seen where people didn't take care of this stuff. And, you know, around those times, especially dealing with families, a lot of problems come into play, especially when you don't have the financial part taken care of. And it just can get very ugly. So it just really, it's just important that you have that type of stuff in place. So we I tell people all the time, I don't really sell life insurance. I don't, because I'm an educator. Because I sit down and I talk to people, make sure they understand that I'm not just doing this because God is going to bless my efforts. I'm going to make, you know, the company pays us well to do what we do. So I'm not worried about whether or not I'm going to make money. I'm worried about educating people and helping them really understand why we do what we do, why you should buy, you know, term insurance instead of whole life insurance, you know, all those type of things. So that's the way I look at it.
Okay. And one of the things that you said that I really like is that it's custom to every individual. So they don't have to worry about maybe any surprises or anything along the way. It sounds like you guys are upfront about it right off the bat. And that's very cool.
Yeah. That's one of the most important things when I'm sitting down with somebody. Is to I don't like surprises when it comes to money. Like as far as what I'm
spending. Nobody does.
Yeah, so I tell them from all possibilities, I tell them all the possibilities. Like if there's some health issues that may cause a concern as far as the possible, you know, just everything. You know upfront how much you're gonna be paying, you know exactly what's gonna happen. I tell you step by step what's gonna take place. So I just leave it all out there because at the end of the day, people are trusting us. You're trusting me that, hey, you're the expert. You're the one who knows what you're talking about. So I'm trusting you. So I trust that when you say something is going to happen, then that's what should happen. And if something changes, then I should be the person that calls you and tells you about that. And that's what I love about what we do, as opposed to other companies where you may not have access to that one-on-one access to the agent. When I sign, I'm their agent. They have my direct number. They can call me at any time. I'm a direct liaison. We have a great home office. So there's no issues when it comes to being upfront and transparent and giving out the information that they need.
Greatness. So when did you know you wanted to move in this direction to do this?
So my story is kind of funny, right? So
already laughing.
Yeah. So My vice president, who's a great friend of mine, been knowing him since third grade. He's been in the business for like 10, 11 years, right? So he tried to get me in probably when I probably was one of the first people he tried to get to recruit in the business. So back then, I really wasn't interested. You know, I was just like, okay, cool, whatever, whatever. But as I saw him moving up in the company, because we work for a great company, they do all kind of stuff. But one of the things that really got me interested, I'll be honest, I was seeing on Facebook that he was taking all these trips, like the Bahamas, Hawaii. I'm like, hold on, bro. What's all this that's going on? And what I realized is that these were company trips that he was taking. So every 6 months, this company, they have these contests that are based on us, based on certain incentives that we hit. And the incentives are basically what the company, what we're supposed to be doing anyway, offering the opportunity to people for more income, making sure people have life insurance. So the incentives are based on what we're supposed to do. And this is every 6 months. So I was like, whoa, hold up. So now I would see him every now and then because my parents owned a barbecue restaurant. So he would come in there and we would always talk, and I would ask him how the business was going, this, then the third. And he would tell me, but I would see evidence that everything was going good. So the final straw, my birthday, January 2020. So I've only been in business for a little over a year. So January 2020, my birthday is January 7th. So, you know, at the beginning of the year where we're doing a lot of reflecting and, you know, New Year's resolutions, all that type of stuff, thinking about how we want our year to go.
Right.
So I was actually doing it at the time, you know, around my birthday. So on my birthday, a social network, it was a lot of, you know, I was showing a lot of love, you know, people cash at me. It was just a lot of love shown on my birthday. So he texted me. He was like, man, it's clear that everybody loves you. People trust you. People have respect for you. He was like, you could build an incredible business in this city. How would it feel to be able to wake up one day and not have to punch a clock? And he was like, well, anyway, man, I just wanted to tell you happy birthday. So now this is not, like I said, this is not the first time he tried to recruit me. But what I appreciate about it, he would just mention it to me every now and then. Actually, I asked him more about it than he asked me. But this particular time when he asked me about it, that lined up with what I was already thinking about as far as trying something new, stepping out on faith, all those type of things. So when he asked me about it again, and being that that's what my mind was, now I wasn't thinking about Primerica, but I was just thinking about doing something new. I said, you know what? Maybe that's a sign. You know, maybe that's God trying to talk to me and just tell me to just step out on faith and try something new. And I did it, and I fell in love with it. I love what I do, and now I'm just trying to. I want to be guilty of giving as many people the opportunity as I have to, you know, not only, you know, have something for themselves, you know, make some part-time income doing something that's worthwhile, you know. So.
And you sound excited doing it too. It would make anybody want to pay attention for sure. What have been your biggest challenges? Have they been mental or physical? It sounds like it was a little bit mental to get moving.
It's mental because there's almost a natural fear because, see, the thing I like about the company is there's really no risk involved financially because of the way that we do things. You know, there's a background check you pay, a one-time fee, and then there's a $25 monthly fee. But the way they set up, you paid it up front, but you end up getting it back in a bonus, right? So there's no financial risk. But the only risk is, you know how we're timid when something's new? We're not really sure. You know, you're coming in, you're trying something new. I don't know nothing about finances. I don't know nothing about all this stuff. So there's the hesitation. But thankfully, we have a great company that trains you. They walk with you step by step because they also understand that what's great about this company is that they have people, successful people in this company, they used to be doing something else. I know people that are forklift drivers, coaches, nurses, all these people. My vice president was a car mechanic. I know all these people that weren't in this business at first, but now they're having success. But it's just in the beginning, sometimes doubt enters in.
Right.
But the hardest part mentally is, honestly, people, as far as, you know, so people are, for instance, I'll set an appointment with somebody who says they're interested in the business, right? They're interested in getting started. So we'll set the appointment, okay, today at 5:30. 5:30 comes, they know show, right? So that weighs on me. Then the other thing, well, it used to. The other thing is I have people that I've sat down with, I've told them A through Z about the policy. Okay, yeah, we go get it tomorrow at 5:30. Tomorrow 5:30 comes, they no show. You know, so I'm dealing with that. Or people get a policy and then they'll just cancel the policy out the blue without talking to me. So all these type of things, they used to bother me. But at the end of the day, I just learned that anytime you're dealing with people, those type of things are going to happen. So it's just part of the business. It's, you know, and I just, you can't let that get you down. You just got to keep going. Now, was that easy at first? No. I used to get so mad, like, man, did you want to do this? It's just the nature of people. You just got to keep going.
I understand. And then this has been a difficult year for everybody with COVID and everything. So has that affected you in any way? Did you see a spike or did you see a drop?
You know, it's so funny. So you this is what's amazing to me. So COVID was one of the worst financial times in our country, period, right? In the history of the country, right? But this company, we set all kind of records for the most money paid out to our employees, to our non-employees, Lord, not that word, because we're not employed. Most money paid out to our agents. We had all kind of, we broke records for most life insurance issued, most investment, and all that is because COVID really pricked people's antennas as far as, you know what, I need to get my finances together. You know what, I need to make sure I have life insurance coverage for my family. I need to start saving some money for emergencies just in case something happens again. So everybody's antennas were up because of COVID. So even though it was a devastating time as far as deaths and all those type of things, from a financial standpoint, it's been a great time because people are now becoming way more aware. Like, all you got to do is look at it. Everybody's talking about investment. You see everybody talking about, hey, make sure your people are getting life. There's like this, been this awakening as far as awareness when it comes to finance. So in that way, it's actually been a blessing. And it was also a blessing for me because this is something I do part-time right now. So I have a full-time job. Well, my job, I didn't go to work for like a month and a half or so. Now, luckily, I was still getting blessed. I know a lot of people weren't even able to get blessed through their, weren't even able to get paid. They were just off work, which is another reason why I think a company like this is great, because you have an opportunity to bring in some income just in case a situation like that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, but I was able to actually, I was at home, still getting paid. So I was actually able to get my business a jump start because I was at home and everything we do is on Zoom. That's another reason we were able to spike up, because Zoom has really taken this company to the next level. Now I could be here, you could be in Texas, and I could still talk to you about, you know, the opportunity to make more money, the opportunity to get you some life insurance coverage. I have agents in Texas. I got policies in Arkansas. I've met with people in Arizona, San Antonio. It really doesn't matter. We're not limited. So it's been a blessing for me to be able to get a good jump start to my business and to be able to reach people all over the world because of Zoom. And so it's really, I know it's been a hard thing for a lot of people, but for me, honestly, it was a blessing in disguise.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I know you talked about you got some promotions coming up, which is the reason why coming to the porch was a great idea.
Yes.
What are your future goals? What does your promotion look like?
My future goal is I definitely want to get to the, and I am, and I'm going to get to the point to where this is my full time. I'm doing this full time. I'm constantly training people, building my business, recruiting, going out, helping people. And I'm doing this as full time. Right now it's part-time, but I'm building a business, and my business will consist of people who want to do this part-time, people who want to do this full-time. And so that's my goal. That's what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I just want to continue to build my business, offer the opportunity for people to make income, continue to financially educate more people, and just get out there and just, till this thing becomes big enough. I want my business to be so big that other people's dreams can fit inside of it. That's how big.
Oh, that's great.
I want it to be big enough for, hey, you know what? My business is so big that one of my agents, guess what? Their dreams became true because Terrence's business was so big that their dreams can fit inside of it too. That's my ultimate goal. So I'm just looking for people who believe and who want to bet on themselves, who believe in themselves. And because at the end of the day, we go to work, especially if we all have jobs. We go to work for we go to work 8 to 5, whatever we do, we go to work for somebody else every day. You know, so I was like, you know what, why not take a chance to bet on myself and see if I could build something myself? And I'm just looking for people who want something more, who are willing to take a chance. And the thing about it is, it doesn't really matter what you want to do. If you want to just make some part-time income, okay, I can help you with that. If you want to build a business that's, you know, you can have something that you can pass down a legacy to your kids, we can do that too. And I've seen so many examples. I've been around too much evidence. Like, I've met people in this business that are millionaires. I've met people that have been in the business 1 year making $400,000. I've met people, And I know that it's right there. So that's my ultimate goal.
That's absolutely fabulous. And so what would you like to tell the listeners from the porch before we tell them how they can find you?
Well, so like I said, the main two things that I want to get across tonight is that one, there's an opportunity, you know, don't be, if you hear this and and this is something that you think you're interested in, don't be scared. You know, just go out there and give it a try, because the worst case scenario is that you'll be where you already are, right? Wherever that is. But the best case scenario is limitless income, no cap on your income. And the other thing is, I want people to understand that, you know, the way we've been told about life insurance, there's another way to do it. A lot of people have been sold these cash value plans, and those things are, you know, they're higher, and there's just a lot of non-beneficial things to those. So we educate people on, we have a policy called Buy Term and Invest the Difference. Term is a lot cheaper, so you get cheaper coverage. And now, in addition to having cheaper coverage, we show you how to protect your family now and how to build wealth for later. So so I would love to sit down and talk with anybody who's interested in either side or both. So.
And so tell us where we can find you to get started.
Okay. Well, my Facebook is T Neal. It's T-N-E-A-L. Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E. I respond to all my messages. My phone number is, 318-840-7469. Again, that number is 318-840-7469. If you call and I don't answer, just call, leave a message, or shoot me a text, say, hey, this is such and such, I heard you on Porch Time and I was interested. I definitely will get back to you. If you know any family and friends that need coverage, or you know somebody that's looking for an opportunity to make some extra income, get with me. I can show you examples. I can show you examples of people. I mean, I have no problem. I can show you my pay stubs. I mean, I won one of those trips I was talking about, right? I won it. So we're going to Universal Studios in August. All expense paid for me. I'm gonna take my sister. You get to take one other person. Five diamond resort. I'm sorry. Wow. All expense paid. Universal Studios. They rent out the entire park for Primerica at Universal Studios. So think about that. They tell everybody that's not with Primerica, you have to get out, because only Primerica. That's insane. I never seen nothing like it. So. This is my first time, so I'm experienced. I've got trophies for number one in the state. The team I'm on, we have a track record of success. So I just, and you know, and as far as the education part, financially, we have great people that can really help people get on track and get to where they're going. The best time to start is now. You know, there's no sense in worrying about, I should have did it. What? Start now. Start now making a change as far as making some part-time income and building something that you can have. Start now with making sure your family is properly protected. Start now with saving money. Start now with becoming debt-free. Start now with building something that you can pass down. So, like I said, those are the ways to reach me. T. Neal Terrence, 318-840-7469. You can holler at Miss Cheryl and she can get them. It really doesn't matter. However you want to reach me, get in touch with me. We'll sit down, make an appointment. I can show you how all these things work. And I'm looking forward to hearing from y'all.
Yes, listeners, you heard it here. A fantastic gentleman to work with. And we will definitely be letting you know what he has going on in the future. Thank you so much, Mr. Neal, for joining us. Exciting as always. I hope this won't be the last time you'll be on the porch.
Look, anytime, I'm always open. I thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. Take care. So just like that, we keep the interest in listening coming. Y'all, life support, or excuse me, life insurance. Those things are a very serious thing. We didn't think about it when we were younger, but now that I've crossed the 40 mark, I'm 43, I realize how important it is to have life insurance. I realized, especially after losing my own parents and now having an adult child, how important it is that you not only have these things, but you have them in order, y'all. That you get your business in order before that day comes. That you let everyone know what's going on, so that when that day should come, we hate that it has to come, but when that day should come, we're all prepared and ready to move forward in our memories. Thank you guys so much for continuing to join, for continuing to listen. Stay tuned. Keep following us on both Facebook and Instagram. We're going to try to get up on TikTok a little bit better and Twitter as well. But definitely continue to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You'll get to see all of the neat new things that Mr. Terrence will have coming up. Thank you, Terrence, for joining us on the porch. And you guys, everyone, be blessed, stay strong, and be safe. Take care.